for you.
你知道我们的需要。
For you are fully aware of our needs.
因为我们是你所创造的。
For we are your creation.
因为我们是你所爱的。
And for we are beloved.
也是你也，我们也是你所珍惜的。
And for we are also considered precious by you.
求你为着我们在座的每一位，为着我们能够在这一年能够丰富的遇见你。
And for all of us who are here, may we meet you in abundance.
求你把话从宝座倾倒下来，供应下来。
May you provide and pour down your word from your from the throne.
让我们讲的、翻译的、听的，都一同敬拜你。
And may he who speaks, listens, and translates worship with one heart.
都一同把颂赞荣耀归给你。
And give all praise and worship to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And our Lord, the Lord's precious name.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's turn to several passages in the Bible.
我们先看启示录第22章第7节。
Revelation chapter 2:7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。For
it says, Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
然后，12节。12. 看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。Behold,
I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
17节。17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来。
口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。The
Spirit and the Bride says, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
20. 证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
我们再看马太福音,
let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
24章,
chapter 24. 36.
但那日子、那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道。
Verse 36. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
那时，两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
再看25章，马太福音25章第1节。
Chapter 25 verse 1.
那时天国好比10个童女。 拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有5个是愚拙的，5个是聪明的。
5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The foolish took their lamps but did not take any oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil and jars along with their lamps.
新郎吃宴的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。The
bridegroom, who was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
半夜有人喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”
At midnight, the cry came, rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说, 请分点油给我们, 因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out."
聪明的回答说, 恐怕不够, 你我用的, 不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
No, they replied, "There may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves."
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us."
他却回答说, 我实在告诉你们, 我不认识你们。
But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you."
所以你们要警醒, 因为那日子, 那时辰, 你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
啊, 这里给我们看到, 这个主耶稣来的时候, 有两批的人。
So here it shows us that when upon the coming of Christ, there were two groups of people.
有一批人是在肉身还活在地上。
And there is a group who is still living on earth in the flesh.
有一批人呢, 因为肉身的年龄已经超过他的年龄，所以他已经睡了, 就是他已经死掉。
And then there is another group who is already asleep or passed away.
但是这两批的人呢, 都有同样一个情况, 活着的有一个被提, 一个留下来。
So for these two groups of people, there is the same situation where for the living, one was taken, one was left behind.
然后十个童女呢，有五个进去了，与主坐席，因为五个的不能进去。
And then with the virgins, there were five who went in with the banquet and be seated, and the other five were left behind.
那什么因素来决定这个呢？
So what are the conditions that decided such?
在前面呢，其实告诉我们说，如果我们活着的时候呢，我们要成为圣徒的生命的供应。
And so before it explains to us that while we live, we need to be
要把基督的生命供应给,
we need to provide we need to have the life of Christ to be provided to us.
所以在教会里面, 最重要的是看见基督的生命在每一个个人和团体里面长起来。
So what's important is that whether it's in church, we see the life of Christ grow in the corporately and also in the individual lives.
那个五个童女十个童女呢, 它的关键是在那个有没有预备油。
And so for the 10 virgins is whether or not they prepare oil.
那这里是说到能不能接受圣灵的充满，圣灵在他身上透彻的工作。
So the point there is whether or not they can receive the Spirit in abundance, whether or not they can receive the work of the Spirit.
上次我们一起看过关于生命的部分。
So last time we took a look at the part regarding life.
再跟大家再复习一下那个经文。
Let's review a bit the passages we read.
雅各书第一章18节。
James chapter 1 verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们, 叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruit of all he created.
中文的翻译是好像。 其实原文是是,
in the translation, that says we might be, but in the original text, it says that we are.
所以我们要确定我们在主面前的地位。
So we must be assured of our position before the Lord.
今天我们所有的生命的学习在主面前是非常有价值的。
All of the life lessons we have before the Holy Spirit is of value before the Lord.
因为这所有生命的学习是决定你可不可以成为那个出熟的果子。
So all these life lessons will help to decide whether or not you can be the first fruit.
如果我们不是那个出熟的果子，可能就不是那个被提。
And so if we're not the first fruit, then perhaps we will not be taken.
所以决定被提不被提呢，其实关键是生命的成熟。
So whether or not you're raptured or taken is whether or not the maturity of your life.
所以我们要为着我们主的生命在我们能够长大成熟呢。 我们要愿意跟随，让主来在我们身上做工。
So in order for us, for the life of Christ to grow up and mature in us, we must be willing to, for Him to do His work in us.
所以这个是我们需要愿意的。
So this is something we need to be willing to receive.
好，那我们再看一下启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
第一到第五节
Verse 1 to 5
天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
And a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his head.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的孩子。
His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
She gave birth to a son, a male child who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne.
然后同一章的十一节、十二节
，verses 11-12。
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼。知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Therefore rejoice, your heavens, you heavens and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short.
这里特别提醒我们，我们不只是活在一个物质的世界。
Here especially reminds us that not only do we live in a physical world,
我们虽然是活在物质的世界,
although we live in a physical world,
但是还有一个肉眼看不见但事实上存在的这个环境和世界。
But there's a world that the physical eye that's invisible to the physical eye.
而且在这个肉眼看不见的这个环境和世界呢，它想办法要让我们呢不能成为那个粗俗的果子。
And so this invisible, this world or environment that's invisible to our eye, it's struggling to prevent us from becoming the first fruit.
所以基督徒的出生，你是出生在战场底下。
So the birth of a Christian, you're born in a battlefield.
我们不是出生在那个温室里面。
We were not born in the greenhouse.
所以我们一旦一出生呢，就出生在一个有属灵征战、属灵搅扰的环境里面。
So when we're born into this world where there's a spiritual struggle, there's a lot of spiritual back and fight.
虽然它的源头是从肉眼看不见的那个环境来的。
Although the source is coming from somewhere that is invisible to the eye of the flesh, physical eye.
但许多时候也是借着肉眼看得见的人事物来产生问题。
But sometimes it also manifests itself into this world that we can see.
但是我们必须知道，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
But we must be aware that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
有时候虽然我们是被生在战场底下
，although we're born into the battlefield.
但是呢，耶稣基督已经得胜。
But Christ has already overcome.
他已经得胜，所以得到他生命的人。也就得到一个得胜的生命。
For he has overcame, and therefore those who has his life will also overcome.
所以耶稣基督已经打破了撒旦的头，已经叫魔鬼失去了地位。
For Christ has already crushed the head of Satan, and so that Satan has lost his place.
所以顺着这个生命生活的，他就活在得胜里面。
So all those who follow into this life will also be in the spirit.
所以我们在每一个有征战的环境里面，要让基督的生命。
So in all environments of circumstances of struggle, we need to exemplify Christ's life.
如果顺着这个生命去，结果还那个征战呢，不但是不把我们压垮，反而叫你生命呢更丰盛起来。
If we follow according to the life, the environment, the circumstance will not crush us, but rather the life will grow because of it.
所以我们为了我们有一个征战的环境，为了我们有个这个遇到征战的问题，我们要赞美主。
So for because of we're in a circumstance, we're in a struggle, because we have the opportunity of the struggle, we need to praise the Lord.
因为主是给我们得胜的生命和得胜的地位来面对这样的环境。
For he has given us overcoming life and also a position that is overcoming, a victorious position so that we can overcome the circumstance.
所以我们要问我们自己，你真的得着了得胜的生命吗？
So therefore, we need to ask, seriously ask ourselves, have you really received the life?
你真的认识基督已经得胜了吗？
Do you recognize that Christ has overcome?
你真的站在基督得胜的那个实际了吗？
Are you standing on the reality of His victory?
我们真的顺着基督得胜的路走吗？
Have we walked along the path of His victory?
他已经得胜。
For He has victory.
他已经见证他已经得胜。
And through Him, He's victorious.
虽然他被世人羞辱。
Although He was ashamed by the world.
虽然他被钉在十字架上。
Although He was crucified on the world.
虽然
on the cross.
他死了
although he has died,
但是他复活
but he has resurrected.
在他所有一切的受苦当中
in all of his sufferings,
看不到任何一点罪的痕迹
there is not a single mark of sin.
在他所有的受逼迫的过程当中
in the entire process of him, of his suffering,
神的荣耀不断的彰显
of his persecution, God's glory continues to pour down intomanifest.
他已经得胜。
For he has overcome.
所以有他生命的人顺着他生命得胜的人顺着他得胜生命的人也应该与他一同得胜。
So those who has his life, those who overcame with him, and overcame with him, those will also overcome.
所以在罗马书有这么一段话说他软弱所以我们与他一同软弱。
So in Romans there's a passage that says that he's weak and therefore we are weak as well.
其实就是要把神的那个荣耀刚强的生命能够显出来。
It's so that the strength of his life can be manifest.
所以这是我们蒙恩得救的人应该有的基本的认识。
So this is for those of us who are saved by grace. These are basic understandings we must have.
我们不晓得我们要经过这样的日子有多久。
We don't know how much longer this time of we need to endure such an intense times.
但是我们知道。主耶稣基督已经得胜。
But we must recognize that he is already victorious.
所以我们应当常常藏在他的得胜里面。
And therefore we should often hide ourselves in his victory.
顺着他得胜的路往前走。
And follow in his victorious path and go forward.
我们再看下一个圣经是启示录第四章第七节。
To Revelation chapter 4 verse 7.
这里讲到在神宝座前有四个活物。
Here it talks about before his throne there were four living beings.
也就是活的那个生命。
There are four lives.
第一个活物像狮子第二个像牛犊第三个脸面像人第四个像飞鹰。
The first was a lion, the second was a cattle, and the third was a man, and the fourth was an eagle.
所以这里讲到在神面前那个生命的四大方面。
So when it talks about that before God, there's four aspects of this life.
狮子一讲到是王，但是呢是在地上的这个百兽之王。
So the lion is the king of animals, of the beasts of the earth.
但是这个权柄呢，它能够有王的权柄，其实是神给的。
So his authority was given by God.
是神创造他，就把这个是给他的。
So when God created him, God gave him this authority.
今天。我们如果要把神的王权彰显下来，有一个基本的学习，就是我们要真的顺服神。
So if we want to manifest His authority today, there's a basic understanding we must have is that we need to submit ourselves to Him.
我们跟做宝座的主，跟做宝座的羔羊，那个关系和那个互动，应该是非常通畅的。
We need to have a very strong connection, a very open connection between us and the Lamb who sits upon the throne.
所以叫有什么？权柄彰显出来的时候，是叫人看见神的权柄。
And so, in order for this power to be manifested, we must have power to see God.
所以法利赛人虽然反对抵挡主
，although the Pharisees rejected Christ,
他实在看见在主身上有一个特殊的权柄。
But they recognize the power that is in Christ.
虽然主在地上，他第一次来的时候是羔羊
，although when he first came, he was a lamb.
但是人还是看见在他身上与众不同。
But man saw that there was something different about him.
他说话有神的权柄。
His words were full of power from God.
他做事神的能力能够显出来。
And in his works, God manifested his authority through them.
第二个活物是牛,
and the second living creature is the ox.
是讲到服事,
so the ox speaks of a service.
在神面前被神悦纳的服事, 就是能把被服事的能够带到神宝座前。
The type of service that God accepts and receives is the service that brings others to Him.
所以这个服事的只是一个器皿而已。
So the service is just a vessel.
所以服事的这个器皿呢，是没有什么好自夸的。
So there's nothing much to boast about in regards to this vessel.
那它越是透明，它越是言语宝座，就越能够把人。
So the more transparent it is, the more closely connected to the throne it is, the easier it is will bring people to the throne.
第三个活物,
the third creature is with the face of a man. So it speaks of a perfect man.
完全人就虽然是在地上生长的环境在地上，但是他长大成熟呢是可以升到天上。
So although this perfect man who lived and grew up on earth, but he can reach the throne, heaven.
主救了我们,
when our Lord Jesus saved us, he gave us his life. And this life is a life that ascends to heaven.
我们可以想一想,
well, let's consider this.
像刚才看到说,两个人取去一个,
so before we read that, two were one was taken, one was left behind.
如果今天这个升天的生命不在我们里面,
if this heavenly life is not in us today,
如果今天这个升天的生命不能与这个坐在天上宝座的主有互动、有交通、有来往,
if it cannot fellowship, if this life cannot fellowship with the heavenly, with our God in heaven, cannot have any relationship,
那突然把我带到天上去,
then all of a sudden if we're brought into heaven,
想在天上待得住吗?
How will we deal with that? Will we be able to stay in heaven?
突然把我带到神的宝座前,
if we're all of a sudden taken up into heaven and before his throne,
我想我们是受不了的,
I'm not sure we can endure such a circumstance.
因为我们从来不晓得是什么东西,
because we don't recognize, we don't really know what it's like.
为什么基督徒、许多基督徒、爱主的基督徒在去世的时候是那样的祥和，是那样的，就是。 不觉得他是没有盼望，不觉得他没有，他而且他没有显出他的痛苦。
So why is it that some Christians who truly love the Lord, but in before their passing, they're filled with such longing, and there's not a bit of dread or hopelessness in them?
因为在那一天到以前，他已经尝主恩的滋味够到一个地步，他里面是有把握的。
Because before that point, they have already tasted of his blessings and his mercy that they are assured.
所以现在如果叫他马上到神的宝座前，哎呀，真是太宝贝了。
So if they were taken right away all of a sudden before his throne, that is such a beautiful picture.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need him to help us.
第四个活物脸面像鹰。
And the fourth creature is an eagle.
是超越的生命。
And it's a life overcoming.
我们是在一个被地心引力
We're in an environment where we're pulled down by the gravity of this earth. Only when you walk upon this heavenly path will you escape from this gravity. We're such weak beings.
比如打个比方好了，我们在刚开始工作还没有赚钱，我们很需要钱的时候。
For example, when we just started working and we don't have much money and we needed money.
我们就希望能够赚一点钱，能够好好生活。We
hoping that we can make some money and then we can have a good life.
等到不小心主呢给我们太大的祝福，钱太多了。But
if God blessed us and He gave us a lot of money.
我们当然一面是嘴巴感谢主了，但是我们怎么常常就被那个捆绑住了。Oftentimes
our lips would praise the Lord, but we were bounded by this money.
因为那个祝福呢, 结果我们就失去了更大的祝福。
Because of that blessing, we've lost out much bigger blessings.
对不对? 我们是不是有很多这样的经历呢?
Do we have a lot of such experiences?
有的时候我们说, 有的弟兄姊妹要求儿子, 结果求到了儿子呢, 他从此后也不聚会, 也不读经, 也不祷告, 也不来亲近主了。
So maybe we heard of a brother or sister who they asked for a son, and once they had a son, they don't come here anymore for whether it's Bible study or gathering or anything else.
所以你会发现地上有许多东西都会成为我们的捆绑。
But you'll find that there are a lot of things that become bondage to us.
就是包括服事主都会成为捆绑。
Even serving the Lord may become a bondage in itself.
因为我们可能看那个服事更重于看做宝座的主。
Because we look upon the service itself, the work itself, much more heavily than the Lord who sits upon the throne.
但是这个超越的生命呢，它是怎么样？不管神多大的祝福，这些都不会成为捆绑。
So if we have the overcoming life, so no matter how great of a blessing we have, nothing will become a bondage to us.
这叫我们更看见宝座的宝贵，我们更欢喜。如果主说你现在放下一切到宝座去，你愿意马上放下，马上去。
It will cause us to recognize the preciousness of the throne and fill us with joy. And if Jesus were to say, you know, let us go to the throne today, and we would give up everything and just ascend to the throne today.
所以我们经历救恩。不是只有得救的那一天而已。
So our experience of salvation is not just that particular day in which we were saved.
如果只有得救信耶稣的那一天经历救恩，我们所经历的救恩太小了。
If the only day we experience salvation is on the day we were saved, then our experience is very, very little.
我们只要在地上有多少的日子，应该天天都能够进入救恩的丰富。
No matter how many days we have on earth, every single day we must experience the abundance of His life.
我们再读一段圣经。
Let's read another passage.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第九节到第十七节。
Verse 9 to 17.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
说阿门，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神。直到永永远远，阿门。
Saying Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever, ever, Amen.
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？”
Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?"
我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血。”把衣裳洗白净了。
And I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in blood of the Lamb."
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them.
他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the spring of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这里有一群人。不晓得有多少的数目。
Here's a group of people we don't know how many.
是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
And they come from all tribes, nations, and languages and people.
但是到哪里呢？到宝座前。
And where were they going? They were going to before the throne.
他们到宝座前身穿白衣，也就是他们在神面前已经被神悦纳，他们是圣洁了。
And they appear before the throne wearing white robes, and that means they have already been received by God, and they're holy.
而且手拿棕树枝。棕树枝是代表得胜，耶稣基督的得胜成为他们的得胜。
And in their hands, they were holding palm branches, and palm branches represents victory, and the victory of Christ is now becomes their victory.
他们到了宝座前，大声喊说什么？ 救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God and who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
他们赞美什么呢？赞美他们所得的救恩是何等的丰富。
And their praise was to praise how abundant their salvation was.
这个丰富，你要知道，今天我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你为着你的得救，你觉得你到主面前去，你会为这个赞美主吗？
I don't know if today if you will praise the Lord because, for your salvation.
其实如果你今天会赞美主，你应该在擘饼聚会已经开始赞美。
So when we praise the Lord, we praise the Lord before His table.
你不需要等到那个时候才开始到赞美。
We don't need to wait until that day to praise Him.
如果今天的擘饼聚会都让你赞美感谢主非常困难的话，好像救恩在你面前，在你身上还少了一点点。
So if it's difficult for you to praise the Lord before His table, then perhaps salvation in your life is just a little bit lacking.
因为对我的震撼不够强烈，所以呢，我的口呢张不开。
If it has not has a strong impact in my life, then perhaps it's difficult for me to open my mouth.
你会发现那些经历主很清楚的人。
You'll find that those who have experienced the Lord very clearly,
救恩在他身上很有影响力的人。
Where the salvation has a tremendous, very apparent impact in their lives.
他虽然可能不懂太多的道理，他说你要来，你要来认识耶稣，你要来，我这个救恩实在太宝贵。
Perhaps they don't understand salvation, all the details of salvation, but they want people to come and to be saved.
他没有任何其他的目的，他就是让那个他拉的人呢是遇见主。
They have no other goals but to have to bring all to be for the Lord.
因为他知道他不能代替主做什么。
Because for he knows that he is unable to be a substitute to work, do anything for the Lord.
他把他带到主面前去。
But he wants to bring others to the Lord.
所以救恩在蒙恩人身上应该是非常强烈，非常震撼的。
So the salvation to all those who experience the salvation should be very strong.
穿白衣。
Wearing a white robe.
啊，我们今天有时候我们也喜欢穿白的，对不对？
Sometimes we like to wear white as well.
但是呢，在神面前穿白衣，那就不是小事情了。
But to be able to wear white before God is not something trivial.
上次我们提到，这是圣徒所行的义。
Last week we mentioned that this is the righteousness of the saints.
也就是说，你不但有主耶稣给你的义袍，但是呢，那个称义的生命在我们里面能够活出称义的见证出来。
And not only will you be able to wear the robe of righteousness, but also to be justified by righteousness, this it will manifest, it will overflow from us.
这个称义的生命不是只有藏在里面而已，这个称义的生命可以在日常的生活里面能够活出来。
This justified life is not hidden in us, but it will overflow from our daily lives.
不是勉强的，是那个生命自然流露出来的。
It's freely flowing from us.
不是装的。也不是，你知道吗？那个以前那个蓝培的弟兄姐，他常常喜欢讲说，而我们常常所谓结果子呢，是把一个果子是凑回去的啊，不是长出来的，是什么？是用一个假果子装上去的。
So this life is not pretentious. So Brother Lambert used to say this before that when we bear fruit, it is not a fruit that we put up and attach onto the tree, but it is a fruit that actually grew from the branches.
所以如果我们不是真正顺着生命的路走，你就发现这个义的果子在我们身上呢出不来。
If we do not truly follow the way of this path, the way of life, then the fruit of righteousness will not grow.
虽然我是已经称义了，但是呢，我因为我自己的缘故，让这个义的生命呢就从我身上就显不出来。
Although I'm justified, but because of my own reasons, this fruit cannot grow from me.
那就没有行出来的义了。
Then there is no overflowing of this righteousness from us.
所以圣经讲的行出来不是勉强行出来，是那个生命，那个生命在你身上长大，它自然要把那个公义的那一面能够显明出来。
So when the Bible speaks of overflowing righteousness, it's sort of unwilling, sort of forced. Flowing out of righteousness, but it's very natural, it's very easily flowing, and it's all part of this life. And this is not a requirement that we place upon others.
We
easily
发生一个情况就是，我要求你这样做，那样做，那样做，但是我自己不做。
And we often find ourselves in a situation where I require that you and you and you do this, but I myself do not have to.
但这是刚好相反。
But this is actually the exact opposite.
我们在一个充满诡诈、充满欺骗、充满的各种的那些不讨神喜悦的环境中， 你却是什么神公义的生命，就那个公义的那个见证就长出来了，一点点长出来了。
So in an environment where it's full of deceit, wickedness, lies, and all kinds of sinful things, and his righteousness just sort of grows out.
所以后面有一个工作是圣灵在我们身上好像刺绣的工作，一点一点在那里把那个衣服把它绣起来。
So as if behind us there's the Holy Spirit who is slowly stitching together this robe around us.
所以这个经历不是一分钟装一下然后就过去了。
So this experience just doesn't happen in a minute and passes away.
因为它是生命长出来的，所以不管在任何的环境里面都显出这个生命的特质。
And because it's life that is growing, and therefore in all circumstances we need to demonstrate this life.
神也非常的幽默哈，我们有没有这个生命呢？神常常允许我们去遇到许多的环境。
God is very humorous. Oftentimes, whether or not we have this life or not, He will place us into different kinds of circumstances.
有时候我们觉得我们已经有了。
Sometimes, perhaps we feel we already have.
我们过去到现在都还不错。
And we've been pretty good from, you know, past till now.
甚至我们有时候会指着自己夸口一下。
And perhaps at times we will boast of ourselves.
但是呢，主就允许我们呢，就来到一个特别的环境。
But our Lord will bring us into a special circumstance.
或者遇到一个特殊的问题。
Or a special situation.
然后这个环境和这个问题，这个问题呢，是刚好碰到我们这个人生命上的最弱的那一点。
And it's interesting that this circumstance will touch upon the weakest part of our life.
而且主也非常的幽默，他也不事先通知我们一下。
And he's very humorous. He doesn't give us any heads up when it, you know, beforehand.
你先告诉我一下，我还可以准备一下。
If he tells us beforehand, then we can prepare for it.
他讲都不讲，就突然就来到了。
And without warning, it comes all of a sudden.
那我们一碰到那个的，反应出来就是什么？我原来是什么就是什么。
And when we're faced with such a circumstance, our response is what we will demonstrate who we truly are.
我原来以为我得胜，其实怎么我原来是失败的？
If I feel that I am overcoming, then all of a sudden I just realize I failed.
也许其实原来就是失败的。
And we demonstrate that our failure.
反过来也是这样。
And the flip side is same as well.
你就紧紧地跟随主。
If you follow closely behind him.
你也不知道你会遇到什么，但你觉得你什么都做不来。
Maybe you don't know what you'll be faced with. Perhaps you're not so sure about much.
你就是需要主。
But you just need him.
无时无刻不需要主。
And you need him in all different kinds of circumstances.
时时刻刻都依靠主。
And time after time you rely upon him.
什么时候来一个艰难的环境？也没有预期。
And when you're faced with difficult circumstances, it's without warning.
什么时候有一个强烈的打击来，也不知道。
When something with a big impact in your life, you don't know.
但是不小心就来了。
But all of a sudden, these things just happen.
又过去了。
And then they pass.
一回想。
And then when you look back.
哎呀，我怎么会这样的表现？
How come I respond in such a way?
我这个表现不是我以前的表现。
This is not a response that I would normally do.
为什么我心里没有觉得痛苦呢？
And why don't I feel sad or hurt at all?
以前我碰到这样的环境，我听到这样的话，我遇到这样的问题，我里面何等的痛苦啊！
Perhaps in the past, when I heard these things or faced with such a circumstance, I would be so hurt.
为什么我现在里面又充满着平安？
But now I am filled with peace.
这里这件事情遇到是叫我跳脚的，是叫我起来大吵大闹的。
And this is some situation that when I'm facing the past, I would jump up and I would really fight it.
哎，我居然可以心平气和的走过去。
But now I can walk by and in peace and
也没有受伤的感觉。
And I don't feel any hurt feelings.
也没有好像怨天尤人的这现象。
And I'm not complaining.
哎，怎么会这样的？
How can this be?
回想一下。
When we remind ourselves,
那个遇到的环境是极大的艰难。
That when we remind ourselves that the situation was extremely difficult,
怎么能够胜过？
But how can I overcome it?
因为主耶稣胜过。
Because our Lord Jesus overcame it.
我们就藏在他里面。
And we have abided and we hidden ourselves within him.
诗篇九十一篇第一节说：“住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。”
So in Psalms, he says that, let me turn to it. For he says that he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
所以要住在至高者的隐秘处。
So we need to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
你不出来。
We should not come out of it.
所以呢，你遇到问题的时候是谁碰？
When we're faced with a situation, who's facing this?
至高者。
It is the Most High.
至高者帮你碰他。
The Most High is dealing with the situation for you.
然后你不知不觉呢，他的全能的作为就在你彰显。
And just unknowingly to you, all of a sudden, everything he's dealt with.
所以你知道这一群人在宝座前在那里赞美救恩，这可不是小事啊。
So you know that the, for this group of people, their praise of the salvation is not something trivial.
所以他说什么，在大患难中什么，他用羔羊的血把自己洗白净了。
And in the tribulation that they washed themselves with the blood of the Lamb.
你知道什么时候最容易叫我们失常呢？
When are we, will we fail?
逼迫患难的时候，就把我们里面的那个苦，把我们里面的那个旧造的那个坏的东西呢，就容易逼出来。
Only in trials and tribulations will it will bring, only those situations will bring forth the bitterness and the unhappiness and the bad things that's within us.
在我们没有遇到那些环境的时候，大家都是很斯文的，大家都很有这个水准的。
And outside of the circumstance, normal situation, everyone is very peaceful and very happy and, you know.
而且大家也是客客气气的啊，大家都是好来好去的。
And everyone is very polite to each other.
但是遇到艰难的时候就不同了。
And when you're faced with a trial, it's something different.
我记得几年前在这个新奥尔良 New Orleans, 那个不是那个台风嘛，把淹水嘛。
So I remember several years ago, you know, Katrina happened into New Orleans.
结果怎么？那新闻报道说啊，抢啊，那个，你知道那个像遇到饥荒一样啊。
And so the media was reporting that there was such they were ransacking all the stores like as if there's a famine.
人家以为不会发生在这个美国这个这么文明的地方。
And people didn't realize that, didn't believe that such a circumstance could happen to such a polite nation.
那是环境还没有到。
It's just that the circumstance has not come about.
问题还没有发生。
When a problem has not arrived yet.
真的环境问题发生了。
When the circumstance, the situation, the problem arises.
在美国这些一般让他觉得很有教育的，一样那样情形。
It would, the people who feel they're very educated and polite and cultured, they would behave the same way.
但是这一批人什么？他在这患难当中嘛，他支取羔羊的宝血。
But for this group of people, they took the blood of the lamb and they washed themselves.
他的，你知道，宝血不但是洁净我们的良心。
The blood not only cleanses our conscience.
宝血是用来断开跟仇敌的那攻击。
It also prevents the attack of the enemy.
在宝血底下，我们的魂也要得保守。
It protects our soul. It defends us from the enemy.
我们这个人心如果乱了，思想如果乱了，我们做出来一定是乱的。
If our mind is confused, our heart is confused, and the things that our actions will also be confused.
我们里面如果黑暗了，马太福音告诉我们，这黑暗是何等的大。
And if within is there's darkness, and Matthew tells us that how great this darkness is.
但是这一批圣徒呢，他们可以到宝座前的，他们在大的艰难当中、大的逼迫当中呢，他们里面不会乱。
But this group of saints, when they approached the throne, when they approached the tribulation, they were not confused. They were not.
他们受压力、受逼迫，但是从他们身上逼不出苦毒，逼不出那些黑暗的东西。
They were under tremendous pressure. They were persecuted, but from them there was nothing bitter or sinful or wicked.
不然他怎么穿白衣呢？
But otherwise, how can they possibly be wearing white?
因为他们虽然经过这么大的艰难，但是所出来的生命的表现是基督。
Even though they suffer through such tribulation and persecution and so forth, but what they manifest was Christ.
是神儿子的生命。
They manifest the life of God's Son.
所以他们到宝座前说，怎么会从我怎么会有这种表现呢？神给的救恩，神儿子给的救恩太宝贵了。
And when they're approached with the throne, they said to themselves, how can I possibly behave in such a way? And it is the salvation of his Son. It is the life of his Son that flows from them.
应该从我身上所出来的是伤害，是苦毒，是死亡，但是却不是，是复活，是新鲜，是新造。
But what should flow from me should be death, should be bitterness, should be hurt. But what came out was life and was the new creation.
所以这是宝贵的。
So this is precious.
他知道这个不是出于他自己的。
For they know that this is not something that came out from themselves.
这个得胜是从主耶稣的得胜开始的。
This victory starts from the victory of Christ.
所以他们在宝座前赞美这个救恩的丰富。
So before the throne, they praise the salvation, the abundance of the salvation.
有时候我们经历一些事情，我们自己觉得很棒。
Sometimes we experience certain things we ourselves feel is just great.
但是在我们周围看的人都没什么。
And but people around us and says, oh, it's not a big deal.
我们觉得好得不得了。
And we feel such a big deal to us.
但是在旁边旁观的人呢，觉得一点都不怎么样。
And but people who are just around us and they don't really see a big significance to these things.
但是这一批圣徒所经历的却不同凡响。
But what these saints experience is different.
十一节说，在第七章十一节说，众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，他在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
From chapter 7, verse 11, all the angels were standing around the throne and around elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
这一批人赞美神的救恩，那些天使一听到这个赞美，马上俯伏在神的宝座前。
And so this group of saints was praising God for his salvation, and the angels fell down and worshiped God.
也就是什么呀？天使也受震撼。
In other words, the angels were touched, were in by this.
所以不光是我们自己要觉得好而已。
It is not that we ourselves, it's not that just us need to feel good about it.
那一个客观的人或者客观的对象，他如果能够受你主观的经历的震动的时候，你要知道你这个震动才是够大的。
But those who are around us, the third party, when the third party are touched by the subjective experience, and when they feel the impact,that is what we need to be focusing on.
再看十二节。
Verse 12.
他说：“阿门，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。”阿门。
He says, Amen, praise and glory, and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你听那个一些见证，你会不会觉得每一个所谓为主做的见证都让你很震撼呢？
I don't know if you hear these testimony. I don't know if you feel that every single testimony truly touches upon you.
有一些是有震撼的。
Some will touch upon you.
但有一些他自己觉得很棒，但是呢，一点都不产生震撼效果。
But sometimes the speaker themselves, the witness will feel truly touched, but it doesn't really have an impact upon the others.
但是这些的人他在宝座前的这些赞美的时候，天使都说阿门。
But for these saints, when they praised God, even the angels said amen.
因为天使可以为着说，如果他们的经历不够那个实在的话，天使可以跟神挑战说，你这个作假，这个呢不实在，这个怎么样？他可以把这个问题挑出来的。
So if the angels disagree with the praises of the saints, they could easily stand up and say to God, you know, that's a lie, that's not the truth, you know, I don't believe in this, and so forth.
但是不是，所以说，阿门。他们的确是经历了极奇妙、极大、极震撼性的救恩。
But even the angels say amen because they truly experienced how amazing and how such an impact and how truthful this was.
而且不但是这样，他们还开始颂赞，来赞美神。
And not only so, they worshiped God.
你知道，他们是客观的，但他们因着看到人主观的经历之后，他们也进入这个主观的赞美。
And they're the objective third party, but when they are faced with this subject experience, they too enter into the subjective experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果常常在一起，这个一同经历主的话，虽然是某一些弟兄或者姊妹他们一些特殊的经历。
When we're together just experiencing the Lord, even though there's some brothers and sisters may have their special experiences.
但是我们如果曾经为他一起祷告，我们曾经跟他一起交通，我们在那生命上有常常交流。
So if we in the past perhaps we pray for them or have fellowship with them or had a lot of discussions with them.
虽然我不是那个当事人，但是他那个经历呢，对我来讲还变成我的经历。
Although I'm not the individual who actually experienced it, but his experience also becomes my experience.
他所受的震撼呢，我的心也同样受震撼。
The impact that he feels in his life, I too feel.
他赞美呢， 我也跟着阿们，我也要赞美。
And when he praises, and I too will say amen and I praise.
这实在来讲，告诉我们教会生活的宝贵。
And this teaches us the preciousness of the life of the church life.
跟众圣徒一起来到主的宝座前的宝贵。
It teaches us the preciousness of the corporate life of all the saints just worshiping and just sharing in this life.
所以不只是赞美，而且还把荣耀归给神。
So not only do we praise, we also give glory to God.
所以在这个救恩的经历当中呢，神的荣耀有一个彰显的一个机会出现了。
So in this experience of this life, that His glory has an opportunity to be manifest.
啊，所以你知道有一些人他一得救哈，那很多人都震撼，他怎么会信耶稣的？
So when some people gets announced that they're saved, and a lot of people are dumbfounded because they how could this person be saved?
神的荣耀从那样的事情当中就露出来了，就透露出来。
And all of a sudden, from that point on, His glory just suddenly burst forth.
不但是如此。
And not only so,
也看见神的智慧。
But we also see the wisdom of God.
这你知道，我们讲到智慧，我们讲的智慧，如果我们从我们角度讲，只有一种智慧。
When we speak of wisdom, there's only one type of wisdom we refer to.
但圣经告诉我们，至少有两个层次的智慧。
And but the Bible tells us that there are definitely two different types of wisdom, or
一个是神的智慧。
And one is God's wisdom,
或者人的智慧。
And the wisdom of man,
光明的智慧。
And the wisdom of light,
黑暗的智慧。
And the wisdom of darkness,
天上的智慧。
The heavenly wisdom,
地上的智慧。
And the earthly wisdom.
啊，但是这里讲的都不是属地的，都不是属人的。
But here it speaks of the things that are not of the earth.
啊，如果是这个蒙恩得救，只把地上的智慧彰显，那这个你怎么会赞美呢？没什么好赞美的。
If someone is saved and all he manifests is that which is earthly, then what's there to praise? There is nothing to worthy of praise there.
所以主曾借着以赛亚宣告说，我的智慧高过你们的智慧。
And therefore, our Lord, our God proclaimed through Isaiah, saying, "My wisdom is higher than your wisdom."
我的道路高过你们的道路。
My way is higher than your ways.
所以这些蒙恩得救的人，他们在救恩的过程当中，经历的过程当中，神的智慧也彰显出来。
So for these who have been saved by grace, in the expression of this, this wisdom, His wisdom also came upon them.
所以让神的智慧彰显出来的时候，也就神的恩典同样彰显出来。
When we allow His wisdom to be manifest, and in the same way, His grace will also manifest.
然后这些什么感谢啊、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神。
And then it goes on and says that there will be thanks and honor, power and strength.
这些人经历了，天使在那里感谢神。
These saints have experienced this, and the angels are praising the Lord because of it.
这些圣徒经历了，他们还觉得他们认识到神实在是至高的，是尊贵的，是荣耀的。
And they've experienced God and recognized that God is the Almost High. He is holy. He is He's glorious. And He's Almighty.
这些人的经历让天使赞美神的能力实在是极其的奇妙和浩大。
And the experience of these saints causes the angels to praise God and His for His power and His grace, glory and His strength.
所以我们需要问问我们自己。
So therefore we need to ask ourselves.
我们从听说有耶稣基督。
When we from where we hear that there's a Christ.
或者我们从愿意认识耶稣基督。
Or perhaps from in the beginning where we're willing to receive Him.
或者我们从接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，
or perhaps we're willing to accept Him as our Lord.
我们经历过多少神能力的彰显？
How much have we experienced the manifestation of His power?
我们有没有经历过一次说这不是我，这是神？
Have we ever experienced this where we can clearly say that this is not me, but it is God?
这是借着我完成的，但是不是我，是神。
This is completed by me, but it is not from me, but it is from God.
神的能力，神的能力是需要认识，也需要经历的。
That is His power. His power needs to be recognized and needs to be experienced.
主耶稣曾经责备那个撒都该人。撒都该人就是。
So once our Lord rebuked the Sadducees.
他说，你们不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
And for they say that you do not recognize holiness, nor do you recognize the power of the Almighty.
所以你们否定复活的事情。
And therefore you reject the resurrection.
但是蒙恩的人应该丰富经历神的大能。
But he who is under grace will experience the power of God in abundance.
不要等到主叫我们肉身复活的时候，那一天才经历神的大能。
Do not wait until our physical body is revived, resurrected. Only then do we experience His power.
那一天有点太晚了。
That's a little late.
因为那一天也许起来是被审判。
Because that day when you're called forth, it's for the judgment.
但今天应该什么？在每一个可以经历神大能的机会里面，仰望神大能的作为。
And today, in every opportunity where you have the opportunity to experience His power, experience His power.
这是生命经历和成长的一部分。
This is the process of, this is part of the process of life growing and maturing in us.
哦，时间已经差不多了，所以我们
应该停在这里。I think our time is almost up.
我们再有机会再来看。
If we have the opportunity, let's take a look at more in the future.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your hands.
愿在宝座前那一批圣徒的赞美也成为我们的赞美。
May the praise of the saints before your throne be our praises as well.
他们对天使、对受造之物的震撼，主啊，也成为我们所经历的一部分。
And their impact on the angels, may that be our experience as well.
愿主能在这个新的年头，使基督的身量能够在教会能够长成。
And may in this new year, may we grow, mature more deeply in you.
当主你得着全面性的赞美，全面性的敬拜。
May you receive all praises and all worship.
我们再一次把感谢赞美归给被杀的羔羊和我们的父神。
And once again, we give praise and worship to the Lamb who was slain and to our Father in heaven.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.